This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, A Broken Covenant. In the message, Covenant of Worship, we were encouraged to make a covenant to love the Lord and worship Him with all our heart. This covenant must be viewed as a pledge or binding agreement which directs all our actions. God gives many examples of covenants in His Word, and nowhere does He allow for a covenant with a half-hearted commitment. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, He made a covenant with them at Mount Sinai. He promised special blessings if they would set themselves apart and worship Him with all their heart. But the people failed to honor their commitment. They worshiped other gods and disregarded His commands. After several hundred years of willful disobedience, God sent the prophet Hosea to remind the Israelites of the pledge they once made and to reveal their unfaithfulness. Hosea 6, verses 6 and 7. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgment of God rather than burnt offerings. Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me. Hosea was able to deliver this message with great passion because he understood the pain of unfaithfulness. God had called Hosea to marry a woman who, though she made a covenant of marriage, left him to live as an adulteress with another man. Hosea could literally cry to his Israelite brothers of the hurt they were causing God with their spiritual adultery. He fully knew how it felt when the one you love turns away to love another. The covenant we make with our Heavenly Father must not be taken lightly. He loves us dearly and gave His Son as a sacrifice for our sin. And to those who believe, He has given His Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption, Ephesians 4, verse 30. God is committed to this covenant, and though He forgives us when we fall short, He expects and deserves commitment in return. When we turn from sin and believe Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, He promises forgiveness, and we promise to trust and follow where He leads. He promises a clean heart. We promise our heart will always be His. He promises eternity in His presence. We promise to worship Him with every breath. Have we truly entered into a covenant relationship with the living God? And if so, are we being faithful to this covenant? Are we seeking His direction, or are we following our own path and our own desires? We must commit to love, honor, cherish, and follow until the end of this life brings us fully into His presence. Let's remain faithful and true to our promises. Let's renew our commitment to obedience and worship, and refuse to come to the end of this journey with a broken covenant. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.